Hey, good evening, afternoon, everyone. It's the what second to last day of these WrestleMania audios, and this time we're actually going to cover a match we both want to actually talk about, which is cool. Unlike Show Miz and Wisdom and Truth,
Yeah, that's it. That it has an upside when you're excited about the match.
yes, and this is CM Punk and Rey Mysterio. This is a no holds barred match. One of three on the show, essentially.
Yeah, well, four, I guess, if you count four if you count Money in the Bank.
True, true. So, this match was rumored way back in at the Royal Rumble. Originally, the rumor was that it was going to be hair versus mask. And they've really gotten away from the CM Punk shaving the head thing, so I guess that's why they kind of dropped it. They haven't done anyone after Serena, have they?
They might have done someone the following week, but that's about it.
All right.
I think they might have had her shave somebody's head, but I'm not 100% on that. But
Okay.
yeah, I mean, pretty much when she got it done, yeah, that was pretty much it.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess after that, someone with that long a hair, that she looked like a plant at the time, so it was actually reasonable. Once you kind of get past the shock factor of that one, it's not really going to hurt, and it's not really going to have the same effect that it had.
Yeah, you know, a woman on top of that,
Yeah.
just, you know, not just the long hair
Yeah.
factor.
Yeah, but this match is classic good guy bad guy. I mean, there's no middle ground at all in this, which is really appealing for this WrestleMania card. I mean, you've got Rey Mysterio, the people's favorite, the ultimate underdog as they call him, and then you've got CM Punk, who's just a jerk. I mean, and a creep.
He is the best dick on the planet right now. His promos in the last 2 weeks on SmackDown have been so money.
Yeah.
It's just like, wow. Like, you know, I mean, it is. There is no way in hell that the WWE can keep him down. But I mean, they do need to have him and everybody, every main eventer. Like, if every main eventer could fill in a feud this well without the title belt, it would be great.
Oh, it'd be like the old days. Yeah, it would be.
But yeah, some people just don't seem capable of it. But I mean, he has just been rolling with this thing, and he hasn't even brought up to me one easy topic about Rey Mysterio, especially considering he's part of the Straight Edge Society.
Yeah.
You know, they have not brought up the whole drug suspension, which is probably a good thing.
Well, I don't know if it's a good thing or not, but it's clear they're not going to do it because the last thing they want to—I mean, when you've got Rey Mysterio out there giving his mask to kids and butting heads with the kids and all that stuff, which I'm sorry, I meant touching foreheads with—you know what? There's really no non-creepy way of saying that.
Well, you did make it sound like two billy goats or
Yeah.
something like that.
Comes out and it's like, oh, okay.
He just charges at the little kid and they just whack
Yeah, with
foreheads.
that size, yeah, he's the perfect height for it. But yeah, I mean, he comes out, gives the mask to one kid, like says hi. He's flashy, he's small, he does cool moves. He's a kid's dream wrestler. I mean,
Yeah.
I
And
mean,
I mean,
Hispanic or not, he's a gigantic kid's wrestler. It's ridiculous.
yeah. And I mean, bringing out your family for a skit too can only help you know, with all the parents involved and everything now at the shows. You know, hey, I'm a family man, my mom or you know, my wife, my son, my daughter. You know, even cutting out the CM Punk factor in that awesomeness. You know, Ray cut a good promo, really, even before that started. You know, just saying how much he loves his family and this, that, and the other thing. And I mean, it's perfect then to have some creep who's supposed to be for family and, you know, making people better come out and just wreck that reality at that point.
And that was the interesting part of it was Ray comes out and is like, "This is my family," and clearly they're not expecting the audience to remember that Dominic's not really his kid. He's Eddie Guerrero's kid. Remember all that stuff?
Oh,
Yeah,
yeah.
but then I also liked. I thought it was a really fun line, whether it's scripted or not, you know, approved, I guess is what I was looking for. But when he goes, "Yeah, and this is my already taller than me son," I just got a kick out of that. It's like he even acknowledged, like, "Ah, oh, shit, I'm gonna go out there. My kid's gonna be taller than me. So here you go. Just gonna
Well,
deal with it."
shit, his wife towers over him.
And his wife, I think when she was a little bit younger, I can see why he got with her. I was like, "Nice work, Ray." So,
Yeah.
that has nothing to do with anything, but whatever.
Hey, throw it out there.
yeah, I'll throw it. Yeah, discuss. But yeah, but then he also made mention that, you know, "I consider every one of you in the audience to be part of my family, so I want to share my actual family with you," and you know, have everyone sing happy birthday. And even for me, I was like, you know what? If I was that kid, you know how awesome that would be? I mean, seriously, how awesome would that be having an arena singing happy birthday to you?
Yeah, it would be pretty surreal.
Yeah. And then you get pretty much the whole way through when CM Punk's music hit. And as a huge, I mean, CM Punk has done no wrong in my eyes the last few months since they really let him loose on the mic. When he came out, I was like, "What a dick!" And we covered this on one of the other audios, so I know it's kind of going over the same thing, but it's just fun to talk about. But just, I mean, honestly, just what a cr I mean, you called him a creep, I think. They, when you're on Messenger, I was like, "Yeah, it's exactly what he is." Just.
Yeah, because like just the way he sang "Happy Birthday," and he was just, you know, kind of getting kind of in their faces and everything without like it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like a poking taunt, but you could tell that it was that way, like the way he inflects stuff. Like he is fucking gold on the mic. And it really doesn't hurt either. And I know I've mentioned this part before too, that when you see Serena in the background, she always has like a perfect face on.
Yeah,
And
they.
like,
Go ahead.
I
Sorry.
don't know where she learned that, but like there are just so few people that just have that perfect expression on their face. Like McMahon always seems to have it. I like Edge's facial expressions.
Yeah.
And those are like the two guys that really come to mind for me. And like Serena and CM Punk are two others really right now to me that just seem to master that art of, you know, it's a subtle thing, but it just helps sell things so much more.
Oh, yes. Well, you have to have the appropriate background characters. I mean, in some of these instances, you have to have the appropriate background characters who understand what their role is and what they're supposed to do. And I think, I mean, honestly, I think WWE stumbled across this whole straight edge society thing. They probably figure we've got Luke Gallows, whatever his name is,
Yeah.
we've got him under contract. We don't know what to do with him. So it's like, well, you know, let's do this and put him out there. And the, damn it, if it hasn't worked. And I'll give Punk credit for it making, you know, the gimmick work, but at the same time, Gallows is, he's got a somewhat cool name. It's not Dolph Ziggler, at least, or Evan Bourne, just that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
He's got a decent look, so he can play like the bodyguard, and then they got lucky, and just struck gold with Serena, 'cause she hasn't done anything wrong so far. So
Yeah, and I mean, I always thought that Gallows was a solid wrestler. Like, I don't think they'd ever put him in the main event or anything like that, but Hey, you kind of need those type of guys. Like you said, he's a good enforcer type guy. Like, he's a big dude. What is he, 6'8" or something like
Yeah, he's
that?
pretty tall.
Yeah, I mean, he's just a big guy. And yeah, they needed to get him out of that whole Festus gimmick. I mean, you want to talk about a one-way street to Dead Endsville.
Yeah, like his partner, wherever he is.
Yeah. Jam Master Jay fucking doing a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah, just
Ho
wow.
hoping he can get back onto NXT.
Oh, God. I forgot his name was Jam Master Jay, actually. That's why I was like, yeah, wherever he is, like, I don't know. But no, it's like everything, I don't know, just come together.
Come together
Yeah,
right
and
now. Yeah, well, and the other thing that the WWE did that sometimes they have a habit of doing is they make groups too large sometimes, and just having the three of them is kind of perfect.
Yeah.
Because then you can still play him as a bit of an outcast, really, even amongst the other heels in on WWE programming. But you can still have enough of a contingent that, he can say he's saved their lives and
Yeah.
he's made them better and all that
Yeah.
good stuff.
I think it also helps this match because you've had him throwing Luke Gallows at Rey Mysterio to keep the feud moving along without having Mysterio and Punk face each other. Because remember, they fought each other before on SmackDown, so the two of them in the ring together is not new. But they've gotten away from having the two get physical with each other, so it's going to at least seem new, you know?
Yeah. And they haven't been stuck in one of those. Wow. Actually, they've done very few of those, what used to be obligatory tag team matches. I mean, they've done it for the Money in the Bank guys, and I know that they did it for Orton, Triple H, and Sheamus and Legacy there. But, really, for WrestleMania, well, even almost any pay-per-view, they really seem to just double down on those. When it comes like that last week before the pay-per-view, and they didn't do that on Raw. I don't know. They might do it on SmackDown. I didn't read the fucking spoilers, so who knows? But yeah, the whole no physical confrontation thing always has a nice little touch to it when you finally get to see them, especially the baby face finally getting his hands on the evil bad guy.
Yeah, that's why I was kind of hoping that they would. I know Ray kind of got on Punk. Was it this week or last week when he finally got, or I'm sorry, 2 weeks ago or last week, where he finally got his hands on Punk a little bit.
It was the week before. It was after the birthday singing,
Okay, yes,
because he
that's
came
right.
down to the ring. But yeah, I think that's when he Gallows ran interference or something. Like, he kind of got a little bit in, but
Yeah, and
then he got cut
then
off.
last week Mysterio fought Gallows and was beating the hell
Right.
out of him. That's right. Yeah, that was a weird segment too, with Punk just letting him beat on Gallows instead of getting in between them.
Yeah, but it also did kind of give you that this is what I'm gonna do to you kind of deal.
Yeah.
Like, and again, like, it kept their physical confrontation off the page,
Yep.
and it's just like, wow, he did this to a much bigger guy. So what's he gonna do when they're in a street fight?
But yeah, and then it also brings up the fact, well, if Mysterio's doing the same thing to Punk, will Gallows actually help him out? I don't think they didn't play that angle up, but I think it's a fair thing to think about.
Yeah, but it's one of those kind of like, they almost have to keep him that kind of cult leader figure where, everyone that is with him is blindly following him. So I think that it would work a lot better if he does help him until,
Yeah. No, exactly. And I think that's one another thing that's worked about this is that there's never been one hint of dissension with any of the Straight Edge Society. Because it would actually taint the whole thing if there was already. I'm trying to put it into words. In this way, because of the street fight stipulation, if they would have shown any sort of dissension in the ranks, then maybe it would have lessened the drama. Like, well, you know what? These two can interfere at any time now. And I mean, if they showed dissension, you'd be like, well, you know what? Maybe they're going to come in and help Rey. So it kind of, to me, kills the drama of it, and it takes away from Rey's underdog status as well. I mean, he's not just overcoming Punk in this one; he's overcoming all three of them, whatever the advertised match is or not.
Right.
So I don't know. It's probably. I mean, I know I said I was really looking forward to Batista and Cena, and I still am. I'm really looking forward to this one though, just because Rey Mysterio, since he's been back and healthy, has been really, really good to watch again. And I don't know, it's just, and especially after his match last year at WrestleMania, how short it was beating JBL.
Yeah, and let's hope he doesn't pull that garbage makeup again.
Yeah, well, it would be a waste of a stipulation, have it be no holds barred, and then win it in 2 seconds. I mean, good
Yeah,
grief.
well, yeah, I don't think they're gonna do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I look forward to this because honestly, it could be the second or third most well-wrestled match all evening. I mean, it could be the first, honestly. Like that, this match, HBK Undertaker and Jericho Edge, to me, is some semblance of what I, th well, not some semblance. It's the three matches I think will be the most well-wrestled and the ones that I look forward to in the ring the most.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
As much as I'm looking forward to Cena Batista, I don't think they're as good in the ring as
No.
Punk and
No, absolutely
Rey
not.
are.
Yeah, no. I think just the Cena Batista one was more. I just want to see Batista. I really just want to see him win so we can continue his awesome heel turn. So. But, we're not on that one.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I have high hopes for this one, so I hope it lives up to expectations. You got to consider that Ray may take time off again, to get some, apparently to get his knee scoped again. That's a rumor I've read on different boards. I mean, don't have any sources for it, but to actually confirm it, but it would be. I was about to say it'd be a shame, but now that I think about it, it would actually help Punk get over even more. If, at the end, even if he loses the match somehow, to where they just beat the hell out of Rey Mysterio at the end, and Rey goes off for a while, and possibly if he can drag it out to SummerSlam, I mean, I'm sure he doesn't want to miss a paycheck for that long. But if he can pull it out to SummerSlam, have a rematch at SummerSlam, I mean. You're looking at money right there,
Yeah.
because you got all your kids and whatever else just sitting there going, "Well, Dad, Mom, that's something I gotta see. I have to see Rey Mysterio get. I gotta see Rey Mysterio come back at least." So, and then you plop down your $50 or whatever the regular pay-per-view is and be done with it.
Yep.
So I don't know. I guess this is leading into prediction time. Who
Yeah.
you going with?
Wow. I mean, it just to me, it seems like well, other than the tag match that was just covered earlier, it seems awfully babyface heavy to me in the win department. So you've got to at least have a couple of heels win, and I think CM Punk pulls this one out
Yeah.
some way or another.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think this is designated heel win territory. Just because it doesn't help to have Rey Mysterio win. So, especially if he's not going to take time off, then you know what? TLC, I think Extreme Rules is the next pay-per-view. I don't know what else they could do in this match, but you know, maybe that would be the mask versus hair, you know, matchup. Like Punk just wants to humiliate him a little bit more and take his mask from him. I don't know, just kind of
Yeah.
going far-fetched, but so I think we're both agreeing. CM Punk definitely wins this one, and then we'll see what happens after that. So,
Yep.
so we only got one, possibly two as a wrap-up show after the final match, which is Chris Jericho and Edge. That'll be up on Friday sometime, and then the wrap-up show, honestly, if we can get the one. It's looking okay. I mean, I'm sure everyone's waiting with bated breath, but you can check back Friday or check back Saturday or Sunday before WrestleMania starts to get our wrap up of everything. Guys, thanks for listening, thanks for downloading, thanks for supporting the site. We'll get at you next time for Erico, who the hell's that? Jericho and Edge, and yeah, it's late. We're out.
And in honor of CM Punk grandkids, no alcohol after this podcast.